where there's no getting around being real. I'm Jebna.
And I'm Kisa.
And this is
Talk 360.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
I am doing good or well. Yeah.
How was your week?
Week was good.
Anything exciting happened?
Honestly, no. This was a pretty low-key week. I had a friend's birthday on Wednesday. I've just been chilling. And then I had work this weekend, so that was kind of a bummer. But I've been okay. I've been good.
Yeah, you do the alternate weekend thing. So you have fun every other weekend. So we only expect an interesting story every other weekend?
Yes.
Got it.
Unless, you know, there's some amazing event happening. But, you know, we're in Boston, so sometimes that's kind of scarce. But, yeah.
What did I do?
I went shopping, actually.
I went shopping, too.
I was looking. I'm looking for a dress for my cousin's wedding.
I have a wedding, too, but I have a dress. I just need to lose the weight for it.
Oh, okay.
Because I was supposed to wear it for a wedding in May.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't fit it, so I had to buy a new one.
Okay.
And now I'm determined to fit it this time because it's an absolutely beautiful dress.
Oh, okay.
So I really want
to
wear it.
Good luck to you.
And I went to the museum this weekend. Lots of like just actually like relaxing, chill things, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. Went to, we actually saw each other on Friday, no?
Oh, we did. Oh, I went out. Well, my life is a blur, y'all. Like, I don't even know what I'd be doing.
We went to the Harborside Legal.
Legal Harborside.
Y'all, it's a beautiful venue.
It is so nice.
But
the crowd is so bad.
And the music is so whack.
Yeah.
So, yeah. An hour of looking for parking to be there for literally 35 minutes.
I saved you, though. I found you that spot.
Jebna is like the parking goddess. She finds parking really, really easily.
All the time.
So
stick with me. Ride with me.
So she saw me, helped me get some parking, but it was still a waste because we didn't even stay there for like...
My night wasn't a complete waste. We actually went to Middlesex Lounge afterwards. It's this little like, it's kind of a box Cambridge. But it was actually really fun. The DJ was really good.
Oh, okay.
And I ran into some friends from like college and stuff.
I opted to be a grandma and I went home.
Whatever. It was fun.
But glad you had fun.
Of course, but I didn't remember it, so I don't know.
Obviously, it wasn't that fun. And when you say remember, not by alcohol, just didn't remember.
I don't remember a lot of things, though. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day.
Oh, God. Anyways, we're going to move into our roundup.
Yep. What has been going on this week?
And this week, I'm actually not too excited about this roundup. It's just a bunch of stuff that I just, seriously, I don't really care about, except for one thing. But anyways, the first on our agenda is Floyd Mayweather. Hmm. So over the weekend, a video from a press conference he had came out.
Okay.
And in the video, it's kind of hard to hear.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's people yelling and it's a cell phone video. So it's not from one of the mics.
Like an official thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he basically is caught. Someone yells out like while he's talking about the fight or whatever. What about T.I.? And he kind of responds like he's a B. Mm. And then someone said something else and he goes, I was messing with his B. Like, but then on his Instagram, he put a picture up of a meme of what he said. He said, he claims he never said that. He said, he thinks I was messing with his B.
That could have possibly happened.
But I know the video is not extremely clear.
Uh-huh.
But really I did not know. I did not hear he thinks. I definitely heard the effing with his B part.
Okay.
But I definitely didn't hear like that part. So he said he would never disrespect the marriage and he respects Tiny.
Okay.
Which is sort of kind of believable because, you know, they hung around and even after the incident, he was caught on the BET Awards red carpet trying to get Tiny's attention.
Oh, okay.
But at this point, she had reconciled with T.I.
So they were together?
So Yeah. And okay. So she was ignoring him on the red carpet. But I still think there's no bad blood between them.
Okay.
It's just kind of between T.I. and Floyd at this point. But I don't know. I really don't know. And I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Floyd is a very...
He's extra.
Yeah.
Like, so, isn't he the one? Was he the one burning money and, like, doing all that foolishness?
Yeah. So I wouldn't, like, put it past him him to say this.
Say something. And, yeah.
Yeah. Or just to be extra to rile T.I. up. Yeah. So even if it's not true, like, I don't put it past him to say it to, like, get a reaction.
Right.
But whatever. On to the next, like, delusional person. I feel like they're delusional twins. Kanye West was in, they put out the cover for the GQ
magazine.
And he's the cover.
Okay.
And they did this interview 10 days after his wedding.
Okay.
Now, let me just say, I'm a huge fan of Kanye West.
I like him too. And even you say he's delusional, but at least his delusions, like, they make me laugh. Like, his delusions of grandeur. First of all, some of the stuff he says is kind of real. So you can't, you're like,
yeah,
I can't even
but you
knock
know what?
You.
I think he's okay. So he's very smart, but I don't think he's very articulate. So I just think that when he tries to get his thoughts across, he has so many thoughts. It just gets like mumble jumbled in his brain and it just comes out like,
Foolishness,
mm-hmm. I guess. But so he looks really good on the cover. He also, I think, styled himself in all of them, and he looks really good.
Okay.
So, like, really, really nice. The front, he's smizing and everything. He thought he was a model. Yes, honey. And he looks really good. But that's where the goodness of this whole thing ends.
Yikes.
Because, like, he starts talking about him and Kim as celebrities and their celebrity status. And he's kind of like, he keeps going back and forth on whether he wants to be a celebrity or not. Because one second he's like, we're the biggest things ever.
Right.
You know, people need to know our names. People need to respect the celebrity status. And the next second it's like, okay, well, we want you to respect celebrity status, but we don't want you to follow us. And we don't want you to do everything that's like celebrity-like.
And you can't have it both ways.
Exactly. And then he kind of like goes on a rant about people respecting Kim and where she's come from. And she's kind of like the girl in high school that like you wanted to be like. And like you would study for 5 hours and she would just go and know the answer. Like, just it was just like this.
Are you trying to get me to believe that she was like a genius on the low?
Not even that, but he's trying to compare. Like,
because I don't.
His comparisons are really awkward and weird. And then he also talks about how he had a 45-minute toast at his wedding. Like,
you don't see him talking from out. You don't. I completely believe this. I'm not surprised.
45 minutes.
And he was probably talking about himself for 30 of them.
Can I just say something? I don't care if I attend anyone's wedding. If you're talking for 45 minutes, I am taking a nap.
Yeah. I'm not surprised, though.
I'm not listening. I don't care.
Kanye loves to hear himself talk.
I don't care that it's your day. I don't. Like, nobody wants to hear you or your wife or anybody for that matter
for 45 minutes.
I'm sorry. What do you think this is?
Right.
Is this church? Are you a preacher? Like, no. Anyways, so, and he also, like, runs around in circles about the Jay and Beyonce not being there, kind of talking about, like, everybody else in the industry was there, and I guess kind of saying, like, the people who mattered were there, but in a roundabout way. And
he's still kind of being a little shady about Jay and B.
Yeah, like, it was just, the whole... You need to go look up this GQ article, look at Kanye's fine self, but also just read
Did
it.
Did you
for
just say fine self?
I think he's fine. I think he's a very attractive chocolate brother. I'm sorry. I think he's very attractive.
All right.
And many people won't agree with me, but I think he's attractive.
Okay.
But yeah, so if you read it, hopefully you can understand it better than I can, but I read it 3 times and I was so confused.
But I think I want to chuckle, so I'm going to check that out. And you guys can too when I post the link.
All right, so another, we're all about delusions today because Bow Wow.
Wait, now, hasn't he been doing this push for people to call him Shad Moss?
Oh, yeah. So, okay, Shad Moss. I bet you if I said that first, y'all would be like
who?
So, anyways.
You're lucky I dropped a Lil. You still Lil Bow Wow in my book.
He put up a picture on Instagram with a caption and he's basically like, he's made too many women famous over the course of a lifetime and by just being their boyfriend. And he says, he's basically talking about like, in order for him to share his spotlight and share his red carpet and share his, even his thing with you. You need to be serious. And he doesn't want anybody half in it. And like, he's like, forget about what you have to offer between your legs, basically. It's all about heart and mind and blah, blah. So this is a guy who boasted about getting all these kind of girls. Two, who did you make famous? Like, the only girlfriends you had were already famous.
Right. Sierra, or tied to people who are much, much bigger than you.
Sierra and Angela Simmons. Who else is famous that we know? Like, what? Instagram famous? So I'm just so confused about what. And first of all, are you even famous?
Right. Anyway? You said something about spotlight and red carpets. When's the last time I seen him in the spotlight or on the red carpet?
On the red carpet. Like, he's hosting 106 in Park. That's a gig that like up and coming DJs used to get back in the day.
Right.
Like,
it's not that hot.
That's not that hot.
That was a death down. That was a downgrade.
And who's even watching 106 in Park these days?
I don't even think. Part of me was like, am I not watching it because I'm just older and I also don't like BET at all. But, like, I feel like the teenage, you know, like, because it was like a mainstay, I feel like, when we were, teens.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't feel like that's even
the case now. No, I don't think so. But, I mean, we're talking about him, so I guess he's relevant in some sense.
You're relevant because I want to let you know you're not relevant. Let's keep it real. Stop this. Like, all this idea you have, like, you can't put yourself on. How about you put yourself on so you can make a hit record? Okay? Talk about you putting other people on. Like, don't do this.
But I get his sentiment, though. You know, Bow Wow is older now. He's been in the game
That's
for a long time, and now he wants to.
But don't talk about your celebrity.
Exactly. He wants to settle down. He wants to find someone who's about him and, you know, honest.
And him for him and not his
celebrity status. But, you know, I kind of get that. Okay, Bow Wow, shout out to you. A little bit of kudos for trying to, you know, be on your grown and, you know, sexy stuff. So that's cool.
But your stuff ain't that hot. You type tepid.
Yes, like, lukewarm.
Let's keep it real.
Anyways, the ESPYs were last week.
Yep.
And, you know, it's kind of late after, but we figured we'd still talk about it because Drake was the host and he was a surprise win. Like, a lot.
I'm not surprised, actually. I feel like so many people keep forgetting, like, his mainstay and his background is still acting in that side of entertainment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in that side of entertainment. Yeah. So, like, I'm not surprised at
all. But no, like, so normally hosts are funny, and granted he's an actor and whatever, but most people still find him kind of corny. You know, they get on him about being like emotional and stuff. So to like be the face of like, I guess, a manly
super masculine
award show,
right.
And to come and to have to be funny.
Right.
People are definitely not expecting him to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had a few duds here and there. I think his intro, like, monologue wasn't that funny.
Okay.
So people were getting on him initially, but he certainly came back. He had a little skit with Blake Griffin.
Yep.
Chris Brown popped up. So I guess that's part of them reconciling.
Right.
And then he had a skit with, well, a poem he wrote to Skylar Diggins. Because if you know Skylar, who's a part of the WNBA, he's super into her. Like,
yes,
he thinks she's
been crushing on her.
Been crushing on her. So he wrote her a poem called Can I Dig In? He also had a skit. Well, not a skit, but he wrote a song.
He did.
And Brian McKnight, who I happen to really like, if I ever decide and change my mind about having a wedding and have one, he's like, I feel like Brian McKnight will be all up and through my wedding. So I really like him. So anyways, I'm going to play you a part of it that I really liked.
Already got a starter, but I'm looking for the rest of my team. Side pieces in training, go on and wave your hands with Drake and me. Don't be embarrassed. Side pieces, where you at?
You're probably in the top five.
I know you're not down here in front. I know you gotta be way back in the back.
They can't even see you.
Side pieces, come on.
So they came up with this really ridiculous song. Drake introed it kind of like, oh, this song is for the people who really hold like celebrity relationships together.
Right.
That might be true. And, you know, he also mentioned making a couple people in the audience uncomfortable. But I just thought it was hilarious that, you know, they either watching at home or way, way in the back.
Right.
They're not sitting in the front with the, you know, with the guys, but they kind of keep everything together. So, yeah, that was just a little snippet of, you know, his kind of groove during the whole ESPYs.
Mm-hmm.
And people were laughing, and afterwards people were really giving him some props. So I think he definitely won over a couple of hearts.
Okay.
With this performance.
I mean, I feel like it's one of those things where I feel like I'm always going to respect him, just in the sense that, like, again, like I said, his background is entertainment, and like, I won't say he's one of those people where it's like, he's not the best at any of the things that he's doing, but he's very good at all of them.
I think he's a pretty good rapper. I like him as a rapper. I just hate when he sings. And a good chunk of his rap songs is him singing. And so that just irritates me, because I don't think he's a very good singer, but mm-hmm. I do think he's a very good rapper.
He's like barely holding onto notes when he's singing. Yeah.
So if he would just stop singing, he would get a fan in me. But for now, I'm kind of like the anti-Drake for the singing part.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. So that's our celeb updates. So we're going to move into just a little bit different and off the wall from we normally do, talking about a little bit about international news, because there's a ton of stuff that have been going on. Yep. And you guys know there was a missing Malaysian flight.
Yep. And Malaysia
Airlines needs like new PR or.
Yeah, they're probably going to. That happen. You know, that happens with the airline companies, right? Usually after big crashes and things, like usually they'll like shut down and then they come back like under a different name. Because right now, I mean, you would not catch me anywhere near Malaysia Airlines. Like, I'm not here.
I'm not even trying to go to Malaysia.
Right.
Like, I'm just like, not even. But, so a Malaysian airliner was en route to Amsterdam,
mm-hmm.
and it crashed in Ukraine.
Yep.
Supposedly, I'm not sure if this has been proven or if the theory is right, that it got shot down.
At this point, they're saying it was shot down. Okay. Yeah, they're saying it was an SA-11 surface-to-air missile that downed the plane. And it was a big plane. It was a Boeing 777. So, I don't know. Like, it killed, like, what, almost 300 people?
And I heard a small side story that a sister or brother of someone who's missing on the flight was on this flight.
That somebody lost some. Yeah, I did. I think I saw that, too, that there is a family out there that has now lost people in both flights.
Yep. That's crazy.
It is.
Like, your flight's still missing. So let's talk about the fact that that old flight, like, we still don't even know what's up with that.
Right.
And now...
Now people are shooting down planes in, like, the sky. I think that's scary, just in the sense of, like, what, with regards to, like, you know, just diplomacy and like whoever shot somebody for some reason shot down this plane.
Right.
So now, I mean, there have been people, like, Obama came out and he said that the U.S. intelligence investigations have said that, I guess it came from a territory that is being held by, like, rebels mm-hmm. or, like, separatists.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ukraine, I guess, is speculating that Russians are the ones who provided those rebels or separatists with the missiles that they had.
Do you think they might have something to do with the first one? Because now I'm thinking, like,
I don't know.
There's some level of irony and or, like, just the fact that it's the same airline.
Right.
One's completely missing and one got shot down.
Yeah.
Like, now you're thinking, maybe, like, they got hit with a bigger missile that, like, blew it up to smithereens, and it's just like no big parts of it left. Like,
I don't know.
Who knows, right? It's kind of really
just
scary.
It's just crazy to me, and it's all just kind of shady, because, like, at least from everything that I've been reading, it seems like there's been a lot of hassle with regards to getting, like, the official investigation underway, and it just seems like there's a lot of sketchiness kind of going on, and, like, the people who need to, like, see things are being given limited access, and, like, Ukraine is accusing, I guess, Russia of allowing, you know, the rebels to get in on, I guess, before the investigation even took place, and, like, I guess, tampering with the evidence. So, like, it's just all seeming kind of, like, shady. So I feel like time will tell. Like,
right,
I feel like only with more time will we really see, like, maybe all the background to what's really going on.
Right.
And
as you guys know, too, with this whole Israel and Palestine thing, that's another issue. It's been going on for a long time, and we've been meaning to mention it.
Yeah.
We're trying to follow it a little bit, but I am speaking for myself. Like, I'm not entirely clear on the history of the conflict or what's happening, and I feel like...
I feel like all the issues that are happening now with, like, these big countries and stuff it's feeling very, like... I don't know, like 1700s or whatever to me. Like, it's all about territories and boundaries. And it's just always, it's land, you know, issues that are causing all these problems. And I just feel like it's very much like
Like, really? Like, we've had these things in, I mean, again, I don't know. I'm not that versed in the Israeli right. and Palestine conflict.
Because I feel like I've been seeing a lot of articles, and I know I'm not the only one who doesn't understand it fully. But I feel like I see a lot of articles like, the dumb people's guide to like the Israel and Palestine right. conflict, or 10 things you need to know to kind of right. understand. Cause right. it's just so, it's such a complex issue that has been going on for so
yeah.
long. But now it's only been getting all this coverage because of all these kids that yeah, are dying no, in Palestine.
Right.
And so like that's what
it seems
really,
like. I mean, again, I'm not that versed in it, but it right. seems like the Israelis are being pretty cutthroat with like their action steps
right,
this
right.
time around.
And I think one of the things that I was seeing was that the military strength of Israel is so strong. Like people are not realizing
like what they could do.
Yes, their potential right. and how, although they're fighting against each other and they're both, you know, sending missiles and bombs, like the thing is, Israel is so much more powerful and bigger in terms of military and their
Palestine.
You know, like nuclear strength, not nuclear, but like gun strength weaponry and yeah. stuff, that like they're doing so much more damage than Palestine could ever do. Not right. to mention they own most of the land anyway. Like yeah. Palestine, if you ever look at the map, is like really, really small.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just hope that, I mean, it's hard to even say like you hope it will be resolved, because again, it's been going on for so long. But seriously, at least like, come on, for the kids. I don't know. It's just one of those difficult things to talk about. But that's that for the international news. The one last thing we wanted to talk about in the roundup was this, what we consider to be kind of ridiculous. So just to double back a little bit, Straight Outta Compton casting call. So NWA is supposed to be coming out with a biopic.
Yeah, so Universal Studios is doing a biopic of that rap group, NWA. And I think it's supposed to release in like 2015. But pretty much there was a casting call that was put out last week, and they're saying it's been determined that it's legit because it's by a casting agency, Sanday Alisi Casting. Probably not saying that right. My bad.
Right.
But they are saying it's legit because they posted several casting notices for them before in the past that have been legitimate. So
right,
they think
right.
this was real. But pretty much this is catching a lot of wind online, because the way the casting call was set up, they were requesting for this like A through D ranking of girls.
Of women.
Right.
And basically A is like light skin, long hair, real hair. Emphasis on real
yeah.
hair. Big hips, small waist.
They're supposed to look like, well, not even big hips, small waist. They're supposed
just
to look like models.
Yes.
They're supposed to be like those girls that everybody thinks she's a 10 is supposed right. to be are the A girls, right? And those ones can be any race. Then B through D, this is when things start to get a little like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
B girls, they called them quote unquote fine girls. Those girls are also supposed to have long natural hair. They didn't stress the no weave as much, but they were Beyonce's supposed to be like the prototype for this like group.
Beyonce's the prototype, but she's not A. That's really what caught my eye. Hey, but you know what? Whatever.
She's the prototype for this group, but you're talking about you want long natural hair, and I'm not mad at her, but Beyonce is the queen of a lace front. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, her lace fronts look good.
Yeah.
But I don't get it.
And then the C and D girls are basically like,
those are like supposed to be African-American
girls. The C is medium to light skinned, and they could have a weave.
Yes.
And then D is poor, not in good shape, and you could be dark skinned.
Why do you have to look poor? I feel like they're asking you to look ran through and be dark skinned. And that's what's nuts to me.
Yeah. This whole, like, and it caused a whole bunch, like a firestorm on the internet.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is racist. And I mean, I guess that some people, it's like, well, they're asking for every color, but your emphasis
but
on
your ranking. You clearly yeah. set up a ranking order. Like, you,
even though, to play devil's advocate, someone was saying that since it's a movie on NWA, they lived in a time where colorism was huge. And so we have to remember that even if, let's say, they're casting for a slave movie, they're not going to, there's probably going to be an emphasis on the slave
but
masters
I feel like these were
to
for
be
extras.
White. Do you know what I mean?
This was for like extras, though. It's not real that in Compton it was all light skin, long hair in
the
streets.
That's true. That's true.
Let's be real.
That's true. That's true.
So, I mean, I get it for like, if you want to talk about who was in their videos or whatever the case might be. I hear your side, but I mean, if these are just extras who are supposed to be in the streets of Compton, like, I'm pretty certain Compton didn't look like they weren't mad Middle Eastern looking or ambiguously ethnic model types. So for these, that's what I feel like this, yeah, the A-girls are, yeah, rolling around. Like, right, let's be real.
That's true. That's true.
Go away. And Universal Studios came out. They tried to say, it wasn't us. We didn't give approval for it. Sorry. But I feel like it's a very much a sorry, not sorry. Like,
yeah, very much.
I'm not here for it.
Anyways. So
that's the roundup for this.
That's
week.
The roundup. It's weird to kind of go from such strong topics to this, but
I know.
I felt offended by it. So I'm like, hey, I won't talk about it.
Right.
Anyway, so we're gonna move into our faves of the week.
Yeah. So what are you feeling?
On the up and up a little, hopefully. So this week, I've been in Boston for almost 3 years now.
What?
And I've always wanted to go to the museum. Well, not I've always wanted to go, but I've heard such good things about it. My coworker at my old job told me about it. She had tried to get me to go, and they were like,
"You've really never been?"
No.
I love the Museum of Science.
So finally this weekend, I went, me and my thing. And we were there for maybe like 4 hours. It was so fun. Like, I had so much fun.
I love the think I'm joking. I love the Museum of Science.
It was like, there's so much, like, to me, it's like a theme park, but not really. But there was, like, stuff to do. Yeah. Like, it's not just, like, walk. Like, that's my issue with museums sometimes. Like, I'm not the typical, like, intellectual who loves museums.
You're, like, more
I'm
of
not,
active and engaging experience. Yeah, like,
I'm definitely not one of those intellectuals. Like, I love going to museums. Like, no, I really don't. Mm-hmm. I think they're boring. But this particular museum was really good because it was very interactive. There was stuff to do. There was so much different things to see. And I think science is interesting anyway. Mm-hmm. But my favorite part was the lightning show.
Oh, you guys saw the show.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was really good. They played Call Me Maybe with the lightning. It was mm-hmm. really cool. Like, I don't know. Maybe you could look it up on internet. But I thought that was really interesting. And there's a part of the museum that when you get to the back, you can see, like, the whole Charles River. Like, mm-hmm. so the museum's, like, over the river.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. So
did you see is the staircase still there? The keys, the piano keys?
Yes. Yeah. So that's where we went first.
Okay.
And I was, like, so much more hyped than the little kids. Like, it was insane. And then I was told how, like, the sound is made. So then we were, like, tricking the kids, and then the kids started following us. It was really fun. I had a really good time.
That's what's up. You make me want to go back. I haven't been in a while.
Yeah. And, oh, so the new exhibit that they have there now is called Grossology. So it's, like, the science of the body, and it's,
burping
and farting.
Oh, okay.
But it was pretty interesting.
I'm sure it was.
How, you know, certain things get made, blah, blah, blah. So that was really fun. So I just had a really good time at the museum. And I would definitely go back. But can I just say, I think it's hella expensive. $23 for a ticket.
I don't think I've ever paid full price.
Really?
Yes. And I feel like I always find a way to go there, like, for free. I can't remember the last time I paid. I feel like I only pay when I watch, like, I go to see, you know, they have, like, is it the Omni Theater? They have some theater thing in there.
Oh, okay.
Where it's actually pretty cool. It's like a dome that, like, shows the movies. So you didn't get to see that. But I'd go back for that, like, if they have a good showing.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's my favorite of the week because I really, really enjoyed it. It was really fun.
I love the museum. So my fave of the week actually has to do with food.
When does it not have to do with food?
When it has to do with music. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so predictable. So I started this initiative with one of my friends. And every week, once a week, we go and we try out a new food truck.
Mm.
This week, we tried out this food truck called the Bacon Truck.
Mm-hmm.
So all things bacon, as you would assume. And
P.S. I had bacon jam on, like, a burger this weekend. It's actually
really
pretty good. Yeah.
I'm sure they had bacon jam on
this truck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it was amazing. But yeah, the food was good. I went with two other people. All of their stuff was good. I had this thing called the hangover sandwich. So it had, like, a fried egg on it. It had bacon. It had it was good. It was so good. And
where's this truck at?
It stops at a bunch of different places in Boston. So, like, you can follow... I think on their website, they post the schedule.
Of where it will be?
Yeah, but we use... Because we do a lot of food trucks. Like, if you just look on the City of Boston... If you do, like, City of Boston food truck, it will... You can search by neighborhood, by meal, like, dinner or lunch. And, it'll tell you where all the food trucks are.
Oh, nice.
Because they have to register with the city.
I lied. I've had one food truck, Clover.
Okay, I've heard good things about Clover.
Yeah, so it's, like, Middle Eastern / whatever.
Yeah, my other favorite food truck is... The chicken and rice guys.
I never had that.
That's so good. But back to the topic at hand. Can we talk about this dessert that I had on this truck? The bacon truck got desserts, y'all. So I ate this bacon chocolate truffle.
Chocolate and bacon.
It was good.
Oh, God.
It was so good. One of my other friends had the bacon dipped in Nutella. That was good.
What?
It was just so good. But it was this, or
on a diet. We can't talk about this.
I'm sorry, girl. I have to.
I know I talked about eating a burger, but I'm on this kind of never mind. Anyways, go.
Finish your relive?
Of the week.
Yes. So it's, I don't know if y'all heard these, the Oreo cheesecake truffles that are kind of big now. Maybe. No?
No.
Whatever. So it was an Oreo cheesecake truffle. Inside, they had little pieces of kind of burnt bacon or super crispy bacon. And then it was dipped in chocolate. And then on top, it had a garnish of bacon. It was actually really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Y'all should check it out. Jevna approves. But that's
all right. I won't be checking it out anytime soon, but you're free to. And yeah, that's our faves of the week. So we give, there you go. You get date thing. Go to the museum and bring her to the food truck. Holla.
Yay.
Don't say we never gave you nothing.
Right.
All right. So we're going to move into the 360 topic.
Yes.
And this one kind of, came from a couple things that I saw that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
And if you guys probably are familiar with this name by now, because it's gone pretty viral, Eric Garner.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy from Staten Island who was killed by police this weekend.
Yeah.
And not in the traditional way you might think.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't shot. He was actually on the side. He had just stopped a fight.
Yeah, he was trying to help stop the disturbances of the peace.
But he was known in the neighborhood for, I believe, selling tax-free cigarettes.
Okay.
And so him being there, they kind of started to talk, even though he was being helpful,
mm-hmm.
he had always been stopped and harassed.
Kind of like a target for them.
He was a known target for them in regards to the cigarettes. But this particular time, he actually was not...
trying to help them.
Yeah. And he was not selling the cigarettes either. Right. That was not what he was doing at that time.
Right.
And, so basically, if you see this video, the cops...
It is hard to watch.
It is so hard to watch. Especially at the point where he starts to say he can't breathe.
Right.
Because, so they get on him. One of the officers have him in a chokehold.
What are they, I think seven? Were there seven of them?
Cops? How many cops?
There were a lot. It doesn't matter.
There were a lot of cops. And so now they get him. He's pretty big. I believe he's 6'4". He's pretty big.
No, yeah, he's a big guy.
And they get him on the floor. And they have him in a chokehold. And he starts sighing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And the cop still has a chokehold around him. Mind you, it is illegal in New York to put anybody in a chokehold. So they banned chokeholds in New York because of...
My thing is, he's already down. You already have a bunch of people around you. He's I never get these kinds of things.
Yeah.
I don't get them.
Yeah. And you see the life, leaving him. It's really hard to watch. And so he dies on the spot. And supposedly, allegedly, what we didn't see on the video
mm-hmm.
was that they didn't even give him CPR. They didn't even call ambulance right away.
Yeah. No, I was seeing articles that were arguing that they didn't try.
Resuscitate him. So that's crazy. As well, on top of the fact that all this force, but he's a catalyst for this topic Because not only that, another one that I saw is from Petersburg. This family, I don't know the backstory. Mm-hmm. I believe something was happening that incited the cops to be there.
Like it was
something. Yeah, it was something happening.
Okay.
However, the bad part of this is that the mom who was watching what was happening was filming the cops. Mm-hmm. And the cop came over and you see him come into the camera
right. And
grabs her cell phone. Like, you need to stop recording. You need to stop recording. And grabs her cell phone. And then someone else, so it switches, kind of cuts from her cell phone view to someone else's cell phone view.
Okay.
I think the daughter.
Okay.
And so you see the daughter filming now.
The cop interacting with the mom.
And he comes around to the side of what's like a the banister of the patio or whatever, the patio thing.
Okay.
And comes up behind her and puts her in a chokehold and has her back bent over the back of like that banister thing, choking her.
Right.
And I'm just, and so that's another thing that happened this weekend. Not to mention, we've spoken in the past about the cops who had that lady in Arizona, the professor who was,
They threw her down on the floor for jaywalking.
And then you had the other woman on the highway who the guy was driving by and saw the cop punching her over 19 times in the face, like really hard. And you see all these things and you're wondering, like, why? Like, why is this happening?
Right?
So Jenna and I, we started to really try to think about why these types of things happen. Of course, a lot of people are bringing the racial aspects into it.
I mean, you can't help but speak on it because, like, I was, we tried to look up to see what the stats were and, like, statistics. I mean, first of all, the U.S., like, doesn't have, like, an official database where they keep track of things like that, which I think needs to probably be instituted.
True.
But, you know, just based on different research that was done by different groups, like, there was one particular thing that we found where, just off rip, like, you have to acknowledge that race plays a part because there is some profiling going on.
Right.
Like, in one study that we looked at, it said that blacks are, 1.64 times more likely to get stopped, and Hispanics are 1.48 times more likely to get stopped versus white counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you can't, I mean, okay, you might look at it, oh, and that's only, like, you know, it's only 0.64 over, like, whatever.
Right.
But it's, like, that matters.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, just because, like, literally, just because of how you look.
Right.
You are more likely to get stopped. They might not have any real reason to stop you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So my thing is, that part of it, I don't understand. But I'm kind of dwindling down a little bit to these types of interactions. Like, and I really try to think about, like, how these types of things actually happen, mm-hmm. right? And when I look at, for instance, the lady in Arizona, mm-hmm. the professor, and when I look at Eric Garner's situation, right, the two things that I've noticed is their reaction, right? And some might say, a lot of people have said, okay, you're in the presence of a cop, mm-hmm. right? Why don't you just follow what the cop is saying?
Right. I mean, I hear right? that.
But at the same time,
I feel like
these are also my thing that I get from both of these situations is it's kind of like, I can't believe this is happening right now. Like, I can't believe you're stopping me or trying to suppress me or hold me when I've literally done nothing wrong. And I'm so confused
but I
have to speak up.
Right. But I feel like, honestly, I feel like in almost all these situations, the person who escalates the situation isn't the person who ends up being the victim of, you know, the police brutality or the overuse of force or, you know what I mean?
Excessive force.
Like, I feel like it's usually the cops who always take it to that next level. And then they wonder, I just feel like it's almost like I don't want to say it's what came first, the chicken or the egg, but I feel like 9 times out of 10, the cops do something where they take, like, or like, okay, first you incite an action off of me doing nothing. So now I'm confused. So I'm asking you questions. Mm-hmm. But then it's like you question my authority. Like mm-hmm. all this machismo behind, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't see why the cops have to come back with that. And I feel like that's when they always take it to this other level that it does not need to go to. Fair for them to ask, why are you stopping me? I don't understand what's going on. Those are fair questions.
Right, because you're saying, I have the right to be silent. What happened to my right to talk?
Right.
Like, what happened to
I have the right to know why you're stopping me.
Exactly. And I think another part of it too is like I don't know. I've always said, like, why not just arrest a person? If you want to contain someone, I don't understand how they could fight back if their hands are behind their back. And I know you have to have a reason to arrest, but I feel like people would be more understanding of, like, handcuffing someone than, like, beating them.
Right.
Putting them in a chokehold.
Almost trying to incapacitate them. Right.
Macing them. Like, I feel like if there's video of you handcuffing to suppress someone, it's and that's it, you know, because that's going to contain them. Mm-hmm. Even if they're arguing back and forth, there's no way they can hit you.
But, that's, I mean, that didn't stop it with, like, Oscar Grant. He was, wasn't he handcuffed and he still got shot? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, this gets me so upset. Like, I can't.
But another thing that I was talking with one of our friends about is we have to understand kind of like who cops are.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you really think about it, like really think about it, a ton of cops are people who didn't go to college, who their next step was either let me take the firefighter test or this cop test and be a cop.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do we really?
Which is fair. I mean, I don't think
That's fine.
Yeah.
Not saying everyone, don't get me wrong.
Some people
are definitely like that. And I know people who that's their last resort when mm-hmm. they not messed up in life, but you know, they don't know where to go next. And so
it's kind of like, it's a good job. They know
exactly.
Like,
they get to retire early.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, there's the motivation to be a cop sometimes is not to uphold the law and to protect and serve. It's like, I want to make money.
Right.
You know? And so if you have that, there's a lot of people there too who are you're going to end up with like a power struggle.
Right.
A lot of people, that's the only place in life, where they get about something. Yes. And have a mm-hmm. sense of power.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, and we know this. We know dirty cops exist. We know people. So it's like, we also dissect the types of people who do this and who are cops. And so I feel like this behavior, like, you want to believe that every cop is supposed to protect and serve.
Right. And but not everybody has it in them.
Right.
And I feel like this is actually something where I've actually brought it up when I was talking about education. But, like, it always blows my mind how, okay, I've gone for job interviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's to work as an engineer mm-hmm. somewhere. They care about your personality traits and how you will react in situations, and they give you assessments so they can figure out whether or not the way your mind operates and thinks and the actions you would pursue fall in line with what they would want you to do as their employee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why, when it's something where people's lives are in the balance and stuff,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they don't do things like that. Maybe, you know what? I'm speaking kind of ignorantly. I don't know. Maybe there is some type of assessment, but I just feel like if there really was something like that, we wouldn't have the situations that we have.
Right.
You know what I mean? And not to say that people can't cheat the system. I know some people probably know I gotta give this answer as opposed to that answer if I want to be taken seriously for this role or whatever the case might be. But like, it blows me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like psych evals shouldn't be things done after, like, you have been accused of excessive force.
Right.
Like, it should be something that is, like, mainstay in you becoming an officer. So we can make sure you are okay and competent and able to, you know, do the things you need to do.
In the right way.
Right.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for one other second, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, of course, cops are constantly going into dangerous situations.
They are.
So we are also kind of blindly thinking, maybe this cop has been a situation like the one he's been in where it's gone awry.
And it's escalating. Right.
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 So we have to remember that cops are dealing with these types of situations
on a regular basis. Is their job.
Exactly.
Right.
And I mean, as a person who watches I Almost Got Away With It,
mm-hmm.
I know that there are also plenty of cops out there who turn a blind eye to certain things.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how you end up with cops pulling over a convicted felon on the run mm-hmm. and him getting off without a driver's license.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Things that make no sense.
Yeah, crazy. But at the same time, I think that you have to, that's where I think cops fall short. They don't assess each situation with a different lens every time
I feel like
it happens.
They build, and this is what I'm talking about. I feel like you end up in a point where maybe there's this built up bias.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
And like, that's not okay. You have to be able to go into this situation and assess the situation for what it is and what is presented to you
exactly.
and what is before you. Not
exactly.
what might, like, don't, again, yes, you should have the prior knowledge that, you know what, if I see them actually grabbing for something in their pocket, it could potentially be a weapon mm-hmm. or what. Nobody's saying for you to just be like, well, maybe it's a lollipop this time. Like, I'm not telling, nobody's telling you to be an idiot.
Right.
You know, you use your training and you use your experiences, but like, I feel like especially in situations like these.
I feel like, especially in situations on the lady on the highway. Right. Like, seriously, you punched her 10 times. Did you really need to punch her 9 more times?
She was out after 2 or 3.
Right. Right. So it's just what we're talking about. Now we're going to focus on like excessive force.
Right.
You know it's wrong to put someone in a chokehold. Why is someone in a chokehold?
And for so long. Like, even if it. Okay. Let's say you really, really felt like you needed to get him to calm down or whatever the case might be.
Right.
There comes a certain point in time where you have cut off enough of their air supply where they're like, not really. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, why couldn't you stop then?
Right.
Why did you have to keep holding on to him?
Right.
And preventing him from getting air?
Right.
Those are the things that I don't get.
Right.
He is subdued at this point.
Right.
Why are you still holding on to him with a vice grip?
Right.
I don't get that. What could you possibly say to make that make sense to me? I don't know.
Right.
That's what I don't get. That's what I'm confused. You know what I mean? And even like the woman with the jaywalking, like, why would you turn something as small as a jaywalking situation into a situation where you have to drop her on the floor and you're like subduing her?
Right. I feel like that situation especially is a simple conversation, especially in that situation.
That could have been a warning. If
as
not
we mentioned,
she was a professor of the institution.
Arizona State University. They had construction by the crosswalk,
right? So she was forced to jaywalk,
right? And so she was, you know, going across. She got stopped and, you know, he was being a little bit like, you know how sometimes people who never had power in their life behave. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. We have coworkers like this. We have bosses right. like this. It happens.
Right.
People get a little bit of
Once
sniff
they're
of power.
In charge of a project.
Yep, and they don't know what to do with themselves.
Right.
So anyways, you know, he's probably like, oh my God, they put me on jaywalking duty. Extra hype.
Right.
And, you know, stopped her. And she's just like, you know, I'm a professor. Like, right. Whatever. And
I
like,
think that at least in that situation, I don't have this right in front of me, but from my recollection, it really incited from the fact that he was asking her for identification. But
right.
it's like, you, I don't know, who are you? Real talk. Who are you, random school cop? No, honestly, yeah. I am a professor here. Like, it's not my issue that you don't know who I am. Do you
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and I'm not trying to get bug or nothing, but like that, I would be the same way. Like,
right.
You need to fall back and like, let me live. Like, if you're going to give me the citation, but we're going to keep it moving. No, you need to drop me to the floor and subdue me. I don't get it. I don't know. And like, then it begs, it leads to the question, like, so what can we do?
Right. What can we do? And I think the first thing, obviously, in this Eric Garner case was the family went out, Al Sharpton, although I'm not for him. I'm not here for him anyway. You know, I just feel like he's all a bag of talk. He doesn't really do anything.
Right.
He's kind of like the face of civil rights issues or whatever. And I just feel like he just always is looking for media attention. Like, he's just kind of, I can't think of the right word right now, but he's like a leech to those type of situations.
Yeah.
And whatever.
I'm pretty certain he must have this like ticker, like that, like alerts his phone, and because he's always there. Ready.
Let me just go my unpermed hair and open my big fat mouth and say absolutely nothing. So, anyways, and do absolutely nothing. But I think for one, I think we're doing a great job of keeping recording these types of things because I think
and keep doing it.
I think that's one of the things that. It's definitely your, let me tell you right now, a cop should not take away your cell phone.
No.
You're definitely free by law to record anything that a cop does.
While
they're doing their job.
Yes.
Which is a part of the reason why they have dashboard cams on on cop cars too, and all this type of thing. So recording is totally fine. So in the case of the woman who was recording the interaction with her family and the cops,
That whole blow up shouldn't have happened
because she was totally in the right to be recording.
And I actually,
and this is federal law, not state law.
Right. No, and I was actually going to bring up the fact that that's actually it's good for people to keep recording, because there was actually, like, looking at statistics, I guess in a town in California, they made officers, like, they required officers to wear, like, a portable camera. Mm-hmm. And what ended up actually happening was, I guess, their police brutality dropped by 60% in that town once the officers knew that everything that they were going to do was recorded.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a strong sign that maybe this needs to be standard practice everywhere.
Right.
So people who might do, like, kind of shady practices, you know what I mean?
Right.
Are, you know, have that camera to serve as the conscience that they might not have.
Right. Right. I think, you know, there's two parts to this. Mm-hmm. Cops have really hard jobs.
They do, but I think the camera helps them too.
No, yeah, of course.
The camera helps both sides.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely does. They have really hard jobs. They deal with very difficult people. Because, I mean, if you've ever done retail, you know how difficult a person who just wants some coffee wants a shirt can be.
Right.
So can you only imagine a person who could potentially be in trouble?
Right.
How much more difficult they could be?
Right.
So we know these things happen.
Or just the fact that they could actually be a real criminal who has no regard or respect for anything. Right.
But I feel like there comes a point in all of these interactions where cop needs to be like, hey, am I doing the most right now?
Right.
You know, like, am I really in danger? And so I guess we're just going to leave it with our own, you know, thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't think any part of what I watched in the Eric Garner case, in the case with the Petersburg police and this mom in a chokehold, in the case with the Arizona woman, with the case with the lady being beat down, even to this day, we still don't know why the cop stopped her.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day.
Right.
Supposedly she was acting disorderly or was going to hurt herself. It's still not clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's just like, why is it always black people?
Right.
And then why can't you expect citizens to contain and constrain themselves and behave in a manner that is respectful to you? And I feel like
you should still respect.
Yes,
us.
It should be reciprocated. You cannot get on this high
horse
of pride and power,
mm-hmm,
that you forget to protect and serve. Your first step is to protect and serve people,
right,
not to
go on a power trip.
Yes, not to go on a power. Exactly.
Right.
So I think if both parties keep this in mind, obviously, whatever. But if for the most part, if you know you're innocent and you keep these types of thoughts in mind,
there shouldn't be any kind
of escalation. But that's just my thought. I mean, obviously, this is probably a lofty idea
and
a lofty goal. But that's just my thought on it.
Yeah, I mean, to keep it short and sweet, I mean, I already kind of talked about some of the things that I feel like. I feel like we need to make sure that people who are cops are people who understand the limits and like what they can and cannot do, and like you know what I mean, like,
right,
and be that a personality test. I don't know what the assessment would need to be to figure that out, to make sure the right people are becoming cops.
Right.
I feel like that should be something that should be implemented. And I mean, again, like, the statistics show us that having cameras on cops reduces this kind of thing from happening, so I'm here for it. Like,
right.
Let our tax dollars go to something good.
Yep.
So that's how I feel on that. But that's our 360 topic for today.
And RIP Eric Garner.
I know.
All right. If you have any thoughts on the topic, if you want to just share any ideas, whatever, feel free to. Our Twitter is at Talk360Show.
Mm-hmm.
You can also email us
at asktalk360@gmail.com.
Whatever ways you feel comfortable reaching out to us, we are...
Hit us up. We're here.
Yes. All right.
Really quickly, because we are kind of running over time. we need to go into our 360 no.
Oh, Lordy.
This week, we have a guy doing the absolute most.
Yes,
talk about King Petty. I think
might get the award for pettiest person ever.
I think this takes the cake. Long story short, I'm sure you guys have seen it. I saw the article for the first time on Gawker. But pretty much there's this sad husband who's like sends his wife a spreadsheet.
of all the times
she said no.
She said no to him.
With quotes.
With quotes.
Quotables.
She said, oh, no to sex, by the way. Not no.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Sex. Right. He felt like he had been getting denied too frequently and for illegitimate reasons. So he wanted some proof to bring to her area.
Yep.
So she is like on her way to a business trip, I think, for like 9 days. He had been acting normal. This is what's crazy. He was acting normal like nothing was going on. And then he just drops off this email.
With the spreadsheet, yeah. An Excel spreadsheet, which basically says date. Then it has a column for sex.
Yes or
question
no.
Mark, yes or no.
Right.
And the excuse. Now, honestly, I kind of sort of felt his when you first initially get, you're like, whoa, all right, husband, why are you doing a whole spreadsheet? This is so passive aggressive. What about a conversation?
Right.
But when you actually look at the spreadsheet, I felt his frustration. Like, seriously? So, like, it pretty much goes day by day, except there's a couple of days I guess he didn't ask or he didn't initiate.
And then some days he got actually.
And some days he got, well, 3 out of like maybe 29 days, yeah. He actually got some. But she'll tell him stuff like, I'm exhausted. I need to shower. I'm sweaty.
Here's the trifling thing. I'm not, and again, on his behalf, here's what the thing that's trifling. She'd be like, I'm sweaty. I feel gross. I need to shower. Then she won't shower until she knows what she's doing.
You went to the gym. You're sweaty. You're gross. And
first of all, that's nasty.
Yes.
So like maybe she needs a 360.
Yes,
no.
Yes.
Don't be getting in the bed with your sweaty. Like, we ain't even going to talk about that. But yeah, so like I could see him being frustrated. Like, okay. Oh, no. I need to shower. I need to this. I need to that. But clearly that's not a priority because you didn't do it.
No, my other favorites were nonverbal.
Right.
So she probably shrugged.
That's all real,
him.
Yeah. Like, that was like the Heisman,
yeah,
real
like,
quick.
Nah, I'm straight.
Right,
I'm good.
But like, that's so come on, y'all. I need communication, y'all. Like,
no, but you know what though? To be fair, like, where's her communication? Like, there must be some other reason why you don't want to have.
Well, it's not in this article and I don't have it in front of me, but there was another article that I had seen that had a little more of the actual Reddit post where she kind of talked more about, it sounds like they were just going through kind of a busy time. They had been renovating their house and like just doing a lot of things where like, I think she's just probably drained in other areas. And I feel like we all know this, like, I feel like for women, like, sex is a very mental thing as along with the emotional. It's usually not just tied to whether you are physically turned on. Do you know what I mean?
That. But so I just feel like her reasons though aren't fair to him either.
No, like she, but
like she could say, you know, I'm really tired today. I've had a lot to do. Can we, like, I feel like she should be like, yeah, let's set it up for the weekend. Like, I'm definitely going to try.
See,
like,
that's weird.
Whatever. Like,
that's
all right,
weird.
Well, non-spontaneity or no sex? Which one?
I mean, clearly she has decided
like,
no sex.
I'd rather it be planned
right.
than not get none.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm not here. I don't know. We don't know. I think this is also hard because we don't know the inner workings of
their
relationship.
The 360 no. I'm not oh-knowing him. I'm sorry. I changed my mind. I'm oh-knowing her for her nasty
This whole situation is so petty. You're right, though. She might get the bigger 360 no because she nasty. Shower when you get home from the gym, dirty girl. Anyways.
We got to go.
Yeah, so let's get into our 10 words or less, our little words of advice, little nuggets of wisdom. What you dropping off this week, Kisa?
All right, so I've been seeing this kind of pass along on Instagram a little bit.
Okay.
And it's not really advice, but more so, just 10 words or less.
Okay.
So it says, good thing we don't look like what we went through.
Girl, preach. Church, tabernacle, synagogue.
Mosque.
Like, seriously.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's fair.
That's just it. Like, you know, sometimes you might be like,
and I always think that's kind of cool
down,
in a way.
Yeah, you're feeling down a little bit, and you're like, you know what? You've been through a lot, and you got through it, and you're still here. You're still standing. You still look good.
And
you still
amazing.
Smell good. You're still able to run, walk, whatever. So think about that. That's it.
All right. So mine is actually a quote, one of my favorite quotes from John Lennon. It's another one in my little quotables on my memos and my phone because I'm a dork. But it says, life is what happens while you are busy making other plans. And I think that is so real. Like, I feel like do you ever have those moments where you're like, dang, like, so much time has gone by. I mean, I've had these big goals in my mind, but like,
so
almost everything else. Well, first of all, so much other things have happened. And like, But that is, I feel like, what life is. And I feel like, at least to me, I look at that, and that just makes me think, like, Gemini, remember, like, yes, you might have these goals in mind or, like, these, whatever the case might be, but, like, life is the moments in between. Right. You know what I mean? And we still have to work on making those enjoyable. So, like, I look back, so you look back at the year or your life in general, and you're, like, content, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So,
all right. All right. So we hope you enjoyed those. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
We definitely looking back for feedback. I feel like the feedback has died down a little bit, you know, and I know some of you are still listening.
Yeah.
We see a couple of plays. Oh, we're on iTunes now.
We are. So you can search Talk 360.
Yes, you can search Talk 360.
You can subscribe. All the episodes are,
yes, subscribe, send it to people, follow,
rate
whatever.
Us.
Yes, rate us.
Five stars,
comments.
Five stars.
Let us know what's
only
happening.
Only 5 stars, no, just like.
And yeah, this is exciting for us. Yeah. So, you know, we finally figured it out.
I know,
Jeff,
it took a while.
It took a while. But, so this is our 7th episode, it's crazy. Like, I feel like it's crazy.
I know.
Anyways.
I look forward to keeping it on.
Yes, yes, yes. So thank you for joining us today. Yeah. And we will see you next week.
Yep. Talk to y'all later. Bye.